Further practice. Listen to a part of a lecture in an astronomy class.
Okay, we've looked at the largest moon of Jupiter, so now let's look at the largest moon of Saturn, Titan. This is another huge moon. Not quite as big as Ganymede, but big, about twice the size of our moon. Like Ganymede, Titan has some features that make it very interesting. Firstly, it has an atmosphere, and like our atmosphere, it is mainly composed of nitrogen. There's no oxygen, but some methane and hydrocarbons. It's a very thick, dense atmosphere, and that makes it impossible to observe the surface of Titan directly. However, a space probe has landed on the surface. That was part of the Cassini-Huygens mission, which reached Saturn in July 2004 and landed a probe on Titan in 2005. I mean, that is incredible to think of, a probe landing on a moon of Saturn over a billion kilometers away and sending us photos and data from the surface of Titan. It was a really incredible achievement. And that mission detected another amazing feature, liquid lakes on the surface of Titan. Not water lakes like we have on Earth, but lakes consisting of ethane, methane, and propane. In fact, the Cassini spacecraft is still orbiting Saturn, and when it passes near Titan, it uses radar to map the lakes and other surface features. And another fascinating aspect is that some scientists think that the complex organic chemistry of Titan could provide an environment for life. The lakes, for example, could support organisms that breathe hydrogen instead of oxygen and exhale methane instead of carbon dioxide. There is no evidence that such organisms actually exist, but at least scientists have considered that the nitrogen and methane in Titan's atmosphere are of biological origin.